Hello, and welcome to The Journey Artists Around the World and The Journey. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our platform before our artists come onto the floor tonight. The Journey Artists Around the World and The Journey is a platform designed for artists to market their contents and promote their crafts and their content. And by showcasing their artists' talents, their abilities, their gifts, and their powers. The platform is also offers an opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, get inspired. Through this program, we'll open your mind to share and listen. It is important for us to state that the creativities who have overcome different struggles, such as depression, drugs, discrimination, and disability, and heartily welcome to come forward and share their life stories. Our topic for tonight is what it's like to be creative. And it's very good, you know, you being an artist and being an artist around the world. And being an artist around the world is what it's like to be creative. So we have our guest tonight. Chavs, are you on tonight?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Doing great. Be great to have you on tonight. I'm just telling people what our topic is all about tonight. So everybody wants you to sit back and listen to our artist, Chavs. And can you tell us where you're from?
From Orlando, Florida.
Nice. So it's hot down there and everything, right?
A lot of heat.
Thank you. We glad to have you on here tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. And can you please tell your audience more about your journey as an artist, a poet, and how life been as an artist?
Well, great. I had a chance to express myself. Kind of blow some steam. So it makes for a good therapy.
Nice. So, what would you say are your accomplishments that you're proud of, and how you have you published any books, produced anything, or any CDs or anything?
Well, what I've done is I'm published in a book, which I'm proud of. It's a it was published in 2000. I have one poem, one piece in there, which I'm very happy about. I've released an album last year as well, in December, lying in October, and that was very that felt very accomplished. And I'm actually working.
Nice. You still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you say?
I said I am proud of what I've accomplished in a short amount of time. I'm publishing a book. I'm publishing vocal. And I also released an album in 2020.
Nice. And I'm working. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am here.
Mm-hmm.
Another question?
Yes. And can you please tell us more about the struggles that you have overcome so far? I wasn't able you to overcome such challenges.
Okay. I've been sober for 6 years. I was an alcoholic addict. It's also a dual diagnosis, bipolar. But I've overcome that by just staying true to myself, telling my truth, and actually writing. So all those things been great for me. I was able to take care of my family. I've been at the same job for about 8 years, and then now I'm writing and doing spoken words. So all these things keep me strong. I'm in a very positive relationship. I have a better relationship with my family. So these things have helped me overcome a lot, and I'm just grateful.
Nice. We're so grateful to have you on here tonight. What would be your advice to other poets facing the same similar challenge that you have managed to overcome?
I would say just be true to yourself. It's okay to speak your truth. A lot of the issues that I had was trying to please other people, and those and that might take you out of your element. It might be uncomfortable to be something that you're not. So live your truth, be yourself, and don't change for anybody.
Nice. So I know you have a poem for us tonight.
I do. This first poem is called Urgency. It's not published yet, so you guys are the first to hear it.
Ready when you're ready.
Ready. What's the urgency? The way they are currently urging me? No courtesy while taunting me. This campaign of lunacy has just become a state of emergency. This uncertainty is certainly wearing me down. I'm doing my time concurrently, traveling in uncharted territory. I've never had religion, but I refuse to lose my integrity. We tend to change out of necessity, so I keep things the same, waiting for a calamity. Their persuasion and position is steady, tools at hand, surgically ready, ready for surgery. I'm begging with urgency. As they urgently try to encourage me, panic mode has me participating in perjury. They tear me apart. They begin with my heart. Should have first broken me down mentally. Cancerous, heinous, conservative statements while I'm begging for clemency. Criticized for speaking truth. Opinions optional. Criticized by for speaking honesty. Honestly, this song and dance sways constantly. And I am in a trance, reciting poetry so soulfully, flowingly, gravitating towards certainty, serenity. Gravity is the only thing holding me. I'm traveling at the speed of thought. The creator must have implemented this purposely, and I don't appreciate the courtesy. A Taurus in the forest, a thesaurus for my chorus, a harp to spark engagements, a mind that's sharp for maintenance, a voice that brings some cadence, words with potency. And that was the first poem.
Thank you. We love that poem. We're just so happy for that poem. And we're just so happy that you overcome so many challenges. You overcome so ability. You know, your poem is very powerful. stay creative. And the other question would be is, as a poet, what is like to be on this platform, the journey artist around the world, and the journey?
I think it's great getting a chance to have people listen to my style of spoken word and poetry. Just gives you, you know, some hope. Hopefully somebody hears what I have to say and can relate. So I think it's a great thing. I think this is wonderful for everybody to engage in, you know, in this new age of virtual and podcasting. It's a great way to get out there and have people all around the world hear you. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm so happy for you that you came on, you know. And can you give us another poem?
Sure can. This is a short poem called Outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Outcomes you can't outrun. Situations that make us numb. Remember what's at stake. Pandemonium in a fragile state. The classic tales of human traits. There's no escape once it's begun, and only time will tell when it is done. Contrary to popular belief, a man-made clock is just a thief. The only thing that matters then is a perfect storm in which things end. Once recycled, again begins. I've made mistakes which debts I've paid. The visions from stress and pain, but sanity reclaimed was an even trade.
Love it. Keep writing. That's so inspiring. If you were able to offer advice to the next generation of poets who wish to become a poet, what would it be? And what steps would you recommend them to take?
Well, what I would say is keep writing. If writing is the first thing that you think about when you wake up and the last thing about when you go to sleep, then you're a writer and you just need to keep writing. Express yourself. Stories need to be told. People need to relate. And if it helps you guide, probably help somebody else guide through whatever that they go through. So just keep writing. And that's probably the most honest thing you can do is write through experience, write through imagination, and just make sure that it's something that you love to do. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not a writer.
Very inspiring. And can you give us another selection of a poem?
I can. This one's called Breathe. I wrote this a few years ago. And I just think it's something that people would love to hear because something we all do is breathe. So here we go. Breathe through your nose and out of your mouth. Breathe, as if that's what life's all about. Breathe to generate confidence and health and release all of your doubt. Breathe and consider what breathing is all about. A sigh of relief, a gasp, a belief. The time when a woman conceives, when she is told to breathe in deep, and then again she repeats. Breathe in peaceful breath, in meditation or to control oneself. Breathe until there is no breath left. Breathe with great stride, enjoying life's emotional ride. Breathe to remember that you are simply alive. Breathe for content. Breathe to build up all of your strength. Breathe as if you realize that your whole life was meant for this particular moment we were all sent. Then breathe. Appreciating the existence you were granted, breathe in the fragrance of the flowers that are scented. Consider the motion of the moving breeze. And when it all begins to make perfect sense, just fall back, relax.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm just so happy for you to be on this platform. You know, you're telling your poems the way you feel, the way you think, the more you stay motivated. So, yes, people stay motivated, stay motivated. And do you have another poem for us tonight?
I do. This one is called Me Too. And this is pretty new. I don't know if it's done yet, but I like where I'm going with it, so I will recite it and just let me know what you think. There?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go
You
ahead.
were hurt. You were hurt. Me too. You were deprived. Me too. You were. I'm sorry. Let me repeat that again. I'm sorry. I'm gonna start from the beginning with this one. You were hurt. Me too. You were deprived. Me too. You never lied. That's true. What you saw is in me is what I saw in you. You were a victim. Me too. With full description, we knew, but we crossed the lines that we drew. The truth was encrypted in the depth between two. You sat above while I was beneath you. We were young and unsung, and to the world we were so through. I was weak, you were strong. I can't believe it lasted this long. But once the innocence was gone, I had to leave you. And yes, you were right all along. You don't need me like I didn't need you. You were looking for yourself, me too. Finding comfort from someone else, me too. What ensues when the unsuspected intrudes and the once connected change views is in a judgment in altitudes. Respectfully, you've changed, me too. And I just want to thank you. And that was
Yes.
the poem, Me Too. Like I said, I don't know if it's finished yet. But
Hey, let's start. I'm glad that you're able to give us the selection of poems. You know, every poem is always something unique, something special. The way you feel, the way you think, every poem is always going to be different. So, can you tell the audience tonight what is like to be creative? That was our topic for tonight. What it was like to be creative as a poet, as in yourself, and this new journey that you take.
Well, what I can say is, it's more or less just being honest. I feel like honesty is and you can lie to the world, but you can't lie to yourself. So if you're honest to yourself, everything else will fall in place. And that's how I look at things.
Positive, positive. So, before you leave on tonight, can you tell the audience, you know, where they can find you at, if you have new projects coming out, anything like that, so they can follow you and different things like that?
Yes, you can find me on Chomps1213 at Instagram, Chomps the Poet on Twitter, and also TikTok. I have projects out on every platform. My album Tenses is on every platform. It's also on Vevo. And you could also find it on SoundCloud, Spotify, and those avenues as well. I have new projects coming out soon. Just stay in touch and hope you enjoy what you hear.
Thank you. And there you go, everybody. Tasman the poet. So follow him. Look at all his social media, his platforms, his music, his books, his articles. He is so dope. So please go follow him. Please go check out his work. And also check Kiana the artist out on our platform from Paul Bean Live, from YouTube to Instagram. All above. And we're so happy that you're able to come tonight. And please come again tonight. And we're just so happy for you to come tonight. And you had any more last words for your audience tonight before we check out?
Just want to tell everybody, thanks for having me. I appreciate this, this platform. And you guys have a wonderful evening. Hope to be back soon.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's it, guys. Have a great night. And thank you for coming to the Journey Artists Around the World and the Journey podcast. Have a great night, everybody. Bye.